بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ذكر مودة أعداء الله The chapter with regards to the mention of loving the enemies of Allah Loving the enemies of Allah. No doubt this is from a disease in the heart, that the heart will be overcome with this affair, with the preference of the dunya, and with the love of this life, and to the extent that one, he will love the enemies of Allah. And he will love their way, and he'll become amazed with them, and he will like them and what they're upon, and he will act like them and follow them and imitate them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ And this is the outcome from having love for them, because the affair begins in the heart, and when somebody loves something, he will seek after that. Whenever somebody loves something, he will seek after that. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the heart, it is the king. The heart is the king. That al-qalb maliku al-a'da' is the king, and the body parts, junuduhu. The body parts are his forces, and whatever the king lusts for, loves, and desires, then the forces, they will go get that for him, and they would obtain that for him. So this is the case whenever a person, he will have love for the enemies of Allah. Love for the enemies of Allah, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ Contrary to that, a true believer, one who has been given success and who was aided by Allah Azza wa Jal, and he has fulfilled the rights of faith and iman, and he has made his love entirely for Allah, and therefore he loves what Allah loves, and he loves whom Allah loves, and he loves for the sake of Allah. And likewise, he also hates and dislikes what Allah hates and dislikes, and those whom Allah hates and dislikes, and he will also hate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he will never have love in his heart. He will never have love in his heart for the enemies of Allah and the enemies of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the strongest bond of faith, and it has been narrated on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that he said, "Awthaqu ural iman al-hubbu fillahi wal-bughdhu fillah." That the strongest bond of faith is to love for the sake of Allah and to hate for the sake of Allah. And has been narrated likewise from the hadith of Abu Umamah radiyallahu anhu, collected by Abi Dawood and other than him, rahimahullah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillah." وَأَعْضَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ That whoever loves for the sake of Allah, and he hates for the sake of Allah, and he gives for the sake of Allah, and he prohibits for the sake of Allah, then verily he has completed his faith. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ Then verily he has completed the faith. So this is from the perfection of the deen and the perfection of the faith, to love Allah and to love what he loves and whom he loves, and to love for his sake, and to have an allegiance for the sake of Allah. And to have an allegiance for the sake of Allah and with the believers, and to have enmity likewise for the sake of Allah. And all of this is governed and regulated according to the legislation, and is kept in check by the reins of the Sharia and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So there are limits with regards to this, but that is the case. Inside of the heart, there's no love for the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the dealings, they will be accordingly, according to that which is allowed and according to that which is permissible. So this is the affair the author is clarifying from the major sins. From the major sins and diseases of the heart is to love the enemies of Allah. وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى And the statement of Allah the Most High, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُونَ مَنْ حَادَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ That you will not find a people who believe in Allah and the last day. And here we have again the couple, coupled together, belief in Allah and the last day. Those who truly believe in Allah and His Lordship and His beautiful names and attributes and His legislation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the right to be worshipped alone, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the most beautiful names and attributes of perfection, deserving to be worshipped alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He has commandments and prohibitions, and that this life is a test, and one will meet Allah azza wa jalla, and He will be held accountable. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. You will not find the people who truly believe in Allah in the last day. The last day is the meeting with Allah, and the recompense for the application of the deen of Allah, and the recompense for the application of the legislation of Allah. Those who truly believe in Allah and the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will not find them. يوادون من حد الله ورسوله. You will not find them having love and close friendship and ties with those who have opposed entirely Allah and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it was from his father. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ. Even if it was from his father or his sons, yani his children or his brothers, or from his brethren, his kinsmen and his tribesmen, his relatives. أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ. These are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written in their hearts and decreed that they will have sincere faith. And they are the ones who are aided. They are aided with light and knowledge. And they are aided with tawfiq and success from Allah azza wa jal to be upright. And they are the ones whom Allah has decorated their hearts with iman and sincere faith and caused the faith to be beloved to them. And they love it. And they love it, and it's beautified in their hearts. And also, these are the ones whom Allah has caused, has caused disbelief and disobedience and transgression and sin to be detestful to them, as Allah He mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat, similar to this verse here. ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. أولئك هم الراشدون. These are the people who are upright and rightly guided. These are those who are upright and rightly guided. And these are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has aided them and supported them in this life and the hereafter. وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And Allah will admit them into gardens of paradise with rivers flowing beneath mansions, and they will abide therein forever. It is these people that will be admitted. Those who have a love for Allah and allegiance for Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the ones who are truly the party of Allah. And truly the sincere believers in Allah, that they have made their love sincerely for Allah and their allegiance sincerely for Allah, and likewise their hatred as well. Therefore their life and their death is for Allah. And that which they are upon that for the sake of Allah. And that which they believe in Allah for the sake of Allah, and that which Allah commanded them to believe, and that which they do it based upon that belief, whenever they come and whenever they go, and the relationships that they have, and the dealings that they do, and the manner that they move, it's all for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and based upon faith. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. These are the ones that Allah has written in their hearts faith, and He has decorated the faith in their hearts, and made it beautiful to them, and they love that, and they're aided by Allah Azza wa Jalla in this manner, and they have completed their faith. And this requires likewise that the disbelief in all avenues of that, and likewise disobedience in all avenues of corruption and innovation and misguidance, is also detestful to them. These are the successful, and these are the rightly guided. So this is what the author, he's referring to here. So those people who take them, the enemies of Allah, as allies, and close companions and friends, and they love them in their way, this is contrary to faith. This is contrary to faith, and this is opposite of what is required. This is opposite of what is required. He said, وَقَوْلِهِ, and the statement of Allah, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِينُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. He said, say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse he says, say qul, yani ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your fathers and your sons, and if your fathers and your children and your brothers and your wives and your tribesmen or your relatives and the wealth that you have gained and your commerce that you fear that will be neglected, or that you fear that it would fall or that it would not prosper, and likewise your dwellings and your homes that you live in and that you're pleased with, if these things are more beloved to you, ahabba ilaykum, more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in His path, fatarabbasu, and then just wait. And meaning this is a threat, then wait for the punishment. Fatarabbasu hatta yati Allahu bi amri. Then wait, and it's a threat. Wait for the command of Allah to come, meaning the punishment of Allah to come for those who have shown preference to these affairs here over the love of Allah and over the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen. Allah, He does not guide the disobedient and evil people of corruption who have left off obedience, who have left off obedience. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned about this verse, they mentioned that in this verse there are the al-mahab al-thamaniya, the eight affairs. The eight affairs that is ingrained in the soul of every human being, that he loves these affairs. There are eight of them. And every soul, he loves these affairs. Yani this is how the human being is. The people of Nara, they say, جُبِلَتْ النُّفُوسَ عَلَى مَحَبَّتِهَا. جُبِلَتْ النُّفُوسَ عَلَى مَحَبَّتِهَا. That the souls, they're created and it's ingrained in them. The love for their fathers. And the love of their children. And the love of their brothers and their wives. These are things that is in the heart of every human being. He loves his father and his forefathers, and he loves his children, and he loves his wife, and likewise he loves his relatives, and also his wealth. He loves his wealth as well. The human being, he loves wealth. Hubban jamma, a great love, and he likewise loves his commerce and his trade and his business, and he loves his dwellings to have a nice home and to have nice property and the likes like this. These are things that are beloved to the human being. And to love them, this natural love that is created and ingrained in the soul, is not blameworthy in itself. And a person is not held accountable for that. Even if he had a father who was a disbeliever, or from his family that were disbelievers, and he had the love of a father, or the love of the son for his father, or if there was a son that was a disbeliever, and he had the love of the father for his son, and the likes like this, or if he had a wife, it's allowed to have a wife. For example, she's a Christian or a Jew from the people of the book, and he had love in his heart for his wife. This is allowed, and that's a natural love. This is a normal love. A person, he loves wealth. He loves to have good property, and he loves to be prosperous and to have good. All of this is allowed, and a person, he's not held accountable for this affair until these issues become more beloved to him. أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله. Until if these things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the cause of Allah, then now you wait. So therefore it's allowed to love these things, the natural love and the likes, but if that love takes precedence over the love of Allah or the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time, this is whenever it becomes blameworthy. It becomes blameworthy to show precedence to the love of these affairs and to the love of one's own souls and one's lust and desires. Likewise, is included here. Yani from these affairs that are beloved, likewise, a person, he has love for himself. And that's why it has come in the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that not until I'm more beloved to you than even your own soul. Than even your own soul. So this is the case here. Yani to have this love is allowed, and it's not blameworthy, but if that love is shown preference and give precedence over the love of Allah, meaning in obedience, if a person has tried with one of these affairs and it's contrary or in opposition or it's in contradiction to the command of Allah or to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time he must show preference to the command of Allah and show preference to the order of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if these other things that he loves call him to contrary to that. And this is the test. And this is the test. And the details of these affairs, alhamdulillah, have come in Kitab al-Tawheed, for those who want to refer back to that, to the details of the different types of love and the examples of each one and the rulings of those affairs. But here it's clear that one will not love anyone more than he loves Allah. And likewise, he will not love anyone from the people more than he loves the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for the sake of Allah. So even then, the love of the Messenger is not equal with the love of Allah. The foundation is the love of Allah. And everything after that is loved for the sake of Allah. And at the head of that is the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is loved, yani from mankind, more than one loves his family, and more than one loves all of mankind and his wealth, and even more than he loves his soul. This has been narrated as has proceeded from the Hadith of Umar, and likewise from the Hadith of Anas, and other than that, yani from this affair. So the author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَىٰ أَلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. And again, this is another threat. So do not, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا يَنِي لَا تَمِيلُوا. Do not incline. Do not incline to the oppressors, or else the fire will touch you. Do not incline to the oppressors. يعني الركون is المحبة والميل بالقلب. الركون here, what is intended, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَىٰ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَإِنِ لَا تَمِيلُوا إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْمَوَدَّةِ. Do not incline to them with love and honor, and to those who are oppressors, or else the fire will touch you. This is a threat, yani for those who love the wicked and the evil and the disobedient. الَّذِينَ يعني الظَّلَمَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الظَّلَمَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, yani the oppressors, those who have transgressed the limits and disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not incline towards them with love and honor and reverence, or else the fire will touch you. Yani this is a clear threat. And likewise, from the benefits of this narration is just being in their company. That if one is with them, whenever the punishment befalls them, he's threatened likewise to be touched with the punishment that will befall them. And he will be held accountable for that. So if he's in their company, with them, and he's around them, then he has exposed himself to the threat of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the punishment. And likewise, whenever these people are engaged in their evil, if the punishment befalls, it will touch those along with them. So this is a threat, to stay away from them, and to not take them as allies and companions and friends, and to be in their company and the likes. The author, he says, وَقَالَ أَبُو الْعَالِيَةِ. أَبُو الْعَالِيَةِ is from the Tabi'in, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالِيَ. He says, لَا تَرَضَوْ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. And the meaning, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا, يعني لَا تَرَضَوْ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. Do not be pleased. Do not be pleased with their actions. Even if a person, he has to deal with them, and he has to do business with them, and he has to communicate with them, and the likes like this, at least in his heart, he's not pleased with their actions, and he's not pleased with their deeds, and he's not happy with what they're upon. And even if he gives them the rights of the neighbor, for example, or the rights of the coworker, or the colleague, or the classmate, and the likes like this, we have contract with these people, and we have been ordered to be kind to them, and to have ihsan with them, especially those who do good to us, and we're not prohibited from being just with them and being good to them. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not prohibit the believers from being kind and nice and being just to those who did not kick you out of your home for your religion and did not fight you for your deen, and to be just to them. Rather, Allah, He loves those who are just. So those people we have contracts with, and those people who we live, for example, in this society, they have rights from us, and that we will not harm them, and we will not shed their blood, and we will not deceive them and trick them or take their wealth. But likewise, with regards to the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will not love them. We will not be pleased with what they're upon from their foul creed and from their foul belief, especially those who claim that Allah, He has a son. Especially from those who claim that this is the foul creed and a foul belief, and then the actions that proceed from that, like Christmas trees and wreaths on the door and lights and jingle bells and the likes like this. This is all falsehood and evil, and a believer, he'll never be pleased with that. He'll never be happy with that. And it's an amazing affair today that we will see that some of the Muslims, they'll have Christmas trees in their homes or in their jobs. in their businesses and their lives like that, and they put that there with their own choice, where they'll have Thanksgiving dinners and they'll have Christmas dinners and they have turkey and mashed potatoes and these specific foods that are halal. Turkey's halal, but on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, a turkey on that day is nothing but a Thanksgiving dinner. Turkey and casserole and the likes on Christmas Day on December 25th is nothing except for Christmas dinner for these people. Take it from somebody who knows. Yani, we lived in this manner the majority of our lives, so there's never a Christmas, there's never a chicken and a turkey and the likes and gravy on that day, except it's Christmas dinner, except it's Thanksgiving dinner, except for it's a Easter gathering. And on those days, that's what they do, and those meals are specific for that. So we will never imitate them in that. We'll never imitate them in that and follow them in that. And then to have a Christmas tree, so much evil is behind that. How could a believer ever be pleased with that? وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. And do not incline to those oppressors. And this is the worst of oppression, to give the right of Allah Azza wa Jal to the creation and to associate partners with Allah. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ تَفَطَّرْ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِيرُ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّ أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا. The heavens are about to split asunder, and the earth is about to split in parts, and the mountains are about to fall from their places, and that they claim that the Ar-Rahman, he has a son. So this is a foul way and an evil way, and a believer will never be pleased with that. He will never be happy with that. And as has proceeded, this is governed by the legislation, and this does not require or necessitate for him to violate their rights or to oppress them and the likes like this, but this is an affair of the heart. He will never participate with them in that, and he will never share in that whatsoever, and he will be far from that at that time specifically, at all times, but at that time and on those days and at those moments specifically, he will never give up anything from his religion for these affairs. And if this is the case, but those who have a weak heart and their faith has become weak, then they will lean and they will incline to them, and they'll sacrifice their religion for the pleasure of the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal, because they have love in their heart for them and they want to be accepted by them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is yani a major sin. This is a major sin. So Abu al-Aliyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, if I remember correctly, I think he died in the year 94. And he's from the Tabi'in, and he died before or in the early 100s, rahimahullahu ta'ala. لَا تَرَضَوْ بِعَمَالِهِمْ. Do not be pleased with their actions. As-Suddi, he mentioned also As-Suddi and Abu al-Aliyah. They're from those who are well known with the tafsir of the Quran. As-Suddi, he died in the year 127. He said, لَا تُدَاهِنُوا الظَّلَمَ. لَا تُدَاهِنُوهُمْ. And do not compromise with them. Do not compromise the religion with them. Yani to make mudahana is to back up and to give a portion of the deen to please the people, to have a portion of the dunya. So this is what it means. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. And do not incline with love and honor and respect to those who are oppressors, any of the disbelievers, or else the fire will touch you. Or else the fire will touch you. The author, he says, وَرُوِيَ عَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أنه قال لا تميلوا إليهم كل الميل في المحبة ولين الكلام والمودة. يعني do not incline to them all the way. Do not incline to them all the way with love and with the nice and kind speech. يعني and respect and honor. يعني meaning that if a person, he were to deal with them and he would have ihsan with them and he would deal with them respectfully, but not all the way. Not until they become his close partner. Not until they become his friend that he relies upon. Rather, the hatred in the heart is still there, even if his dealings are good. Even if his dealings are good, and he's honest with them. And this will be for the sake of Allah. And his dealings with them will be for the sake of Allah again. And his heart will have hatred for them and what they're upon. But at the same time, he will give them their rights. At the same time, he will give them their rights. وَلَا تَمِيلُوا إِلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ وَلِينَ الْكَلَامِ وَالْمَوَدَّةِ. After this, the author, he mentioned another narration. He says, وَأَنِ بِنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّهُ. الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّهُ. And this is from a beautiful understanding of the author rahimahullahu ta'ala. And this narration here, from one aspect, it's a great glad tidings. And from another aspect, as we see here, it's a threat. It's a threat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a person, he is with the one he loves. He'll be with the one he loves, meaning in the hereafter. Meaning in the hereafter, he'll be with the one he loves. And so here we have the chapter. What is the chapter? The chapter of loving the enemies of Allah. So from this aspect, in closing the chapter in this manner, be careful. And because loving them, if a person he died upon that, he'll be resurrected with them. Amaru ma'amana hab. And if a person he loved the disbelievers, wa iyadhu billah, he'll be resurrected with the one he loves. He'll be resurrected with the one he loves. So it's a threat. But this narration likewise has been narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, and he mentioned that for them, because they love Allah and His Messenger, yani the companions, they love Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was a great glad tidings, and they rejoiced whenever they heard this narration, a great rejoicing, and they were pleased and very happy. And it's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim that Anas, he says, radiallahu anhu, inna rajulan sa'ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam an as-sa'ah. That a man, he came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the hour. So he said, when is the hour? And when is the day of judgment going to be established? When is the day of judgment going to be established? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, ماذا أعددت لها؟ ماذا أعددت لها؟ What did you prepare for it? What did you prepare for it? And this is from the beautiful teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because this is a question that only Allah knows. From the mafatih al-ghayb and the keys of the unseen that no one knows except for Allah azza wa jal, is the ilmu sa'a, whenever the hour will be. And whenever Jibril, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him about that, he said, مَنَ مَسْؤُولُ أَنْهَا بِعَلَمَ مِنِ السَّائِلِ. The one who is being asked about it does not have more knowledge than one who is asking. I don't know any more than you. I don't know any more than you. So this is something only Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to ask about this question here and to ask about this affair here is not beneficial. It's not beneficial. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he redirected him in a beautiful manner. He redirected him in a beautiful manner to that which is most important. It's not important when it is, but what did you prepare for it? ماذا أعددت لها? What did you prepare for it? So this is the question, for every individual, that he should ask himself. Not when is the day of judgment, mata al-qiyama, when is the resurrection? And it's clear likewise that people of knowledge have mentioned that al-qiyama qiyamatani, that the qiyama, the resurrection, is two. Al-qiyama al-sughra wa al-qiyama al-kubra. Al-qiyama al-sughra, the smaller resurrection, the hour. And in this manner, the smaller resurrection and the major resurrection. The major resurrection is the day whenever Allah, He resurrects all of mankind. And he brings them back to life, all on one plane, to be questioned and held accountable. To be questioned and held accountable for their actions. All of mankind, all of them, from the beginning of them to the end of them. This is the major resurrection. But before that, there's a minor resurrection that for every person. The hour will come to him whenever he will leave this life. When he will leave this life. So likewise, we don't know when that will be. Not one of us knows. This is from the knowledge of the unseen, and only Allah, He knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's not important, when that will come, whether it's today or tomorrow or the next day. We ask Allah and we hope from His mercy to give us a long life upon His obedience and to give us a good ending. But it does, but no one knows when that will be. But what's important? ماذا أعددت لها? What did you prepare for it? What did you prepare for that day? So a successful believer, he's preparing for that day, the day that his soul will leave his body. He's preparing for that day. He's not heedless of that day. He's not negligent of that day. He's not forgetful of that day. He thinks of that day often, and when it will come, he does not know. But how will it come? This is what concerns a believer. How will it come? This is what concerns a believer. That a believer, he hopes that it will come in a good way. So therefore, this remembrance here will wake his heart up. Will wake his heart up, and it will wake his soul up, and it will be a means for him to rectify himself and to purify his intention and to check his soul and to take himself to account and to work hard for that which remains. And to work hard for that which remains, so that whenever the death comes, it comes in a good manner. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ماذا أعددت لها? What did you prepare? What did you prepare for it? And so this is an amazing question. But this noble companion, radiallahu anhu, wallahi, he came with an amazing answer. He came with an amazing answer. He said, radiallahu anhu, لا شيء إلا أني أحب الله ورسوله. And in this narration, he said, I didn't prepare anything. And here, لا شيء, I didn't prepare anything except for the fact that I love Allah and His Messenger. And some of the words, and some of the wordings, he said, ما عندي كثير الصلاة ولا كثير الصدقة والصيام. He said, I don't have a lot of non-obligatory prayer. I don't have a lot of non-obligatory fasting and charity. And I don't have a lot of these deeds. So we shouldn't misunderstand لا شيء. And this person, he is humble. And what did you prepare for it? He's looking at himself like he hasn't really prepared much. But he's a companion. He's praying and alongside the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's learning along with him. So he has deeds. He has deeds. But he said, I don't have a lot of prayer. I don't have a lot of charity. I don't have a lot of fasting. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, but I love Allah. But I love Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi وسلم. So this is the narration now. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him, "Anta ma'a man ahbabt." You will be with the one that you love. You will be with the one that you love. So this is the case. A believer, his heart is for Allah. The heart is created by Allah. Who created the heart? Who shaped and formed the heart? Who gives life to the heart? It is Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore, everything that the heart experiences from pleasure and from pain and hardship and difficulty is all from Allah. And Allah, He's the most wise and most powerful and strong. And He's the most kind and He's most merciful. Likewise, He's severe in punishment. So therefore, the heart is dedicated to Allah and attached to Allah. And this requires for him to love who Allah loves. To love who Allah loves and to hate who Allah hates and dislikes. And in this manner, he can be with the one he loves. He can be with the one he loves. And this is the case. And in the hereafter, أنت مع من أحببت. And this is an amazing narration. And this gives great hope into the heart. Great hope into the heart. Because if that's the case of this companion, radiallahu anhu, even if he's Arabi from the desert, he's a companion. He's a companion. He said, La shay, I don't have, what did you prepare for? I don't have much. I don't have much from the deeds. I don't have much from the deeds, but I love. But my heart loves Allah. My heart loves the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet, he said, Anta ma'a man ahbabt. At this time, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, فَمَا فَرِحْنَا بِشَيْءٍ فَرَحَنَا بِقَوْلِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, so whenever we heard this narration, we had never rejoiced in any manner the way that we rejoiced over the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you will be with the one that you love. That you will be with the one that you love. At this time, Anas, he said, radiallahu anhu, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ النَّبِي. He said, that we were never happy the way that we were happy. We never rejoiced the way that we rejoiced whenever we heard this narration. He said, so me, I love the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَبَا بَقْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ بِحُبِّي إِيَّاهُمْ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَعْمَلْ مِثْلَ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. He said, verily I love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr and Umar, and I hope that I will be along with them because of my love for them, even if my actions are not like their actions and deeds. And even if my actions are not to the rank of their actions and to their deeds. And there are a number of amazing benefits here. And this is the case first and foremost of Anas radiallahu anhu. That he didn't suffice only. I love the Prophet. But he mentioned likewise the ones who the Prophet loves the most. From the men. He said, I love the Prophet. So not only does he want to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he wants to be with those he knows are with the Prophet. I love the Prophet and I love Abu Bakr and I love Umar. And I hope that I will be with them. Even if my deeds are not like their deeds. There's a benefit here. Even if my deeds are not like their deeds. The fact that Anas, he coupled the actions of Abu Bakr and Umar with the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're definitely not equal. But next in line. Next in line from the best. From the best of the people after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this ummah is Abu Bakr and then Umar, and then Uthman, radiallahu anhum jamian. So they're the best, any meaning, in their deen, and their faith, and their iman, and their creed, and their obedience, and their actions, and their deeds, and their speech, and their statements, and their Islam. They're the best, and their actions are great, and he knows that. And he confesses that, and he wants to be along with them, even if his deeds did not reach the deeds of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, And we see that, this is an indication likewise that loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well means to love those whom he loves. And Allah azza wa jalla, he selected the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he chose him. And he chose his time, and he chose the people that he chose to be his companions. And he chose from them Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to be his closest companion and to be his closest friend in all of his affairs. The first man to believe in him. Abu Bakr, he gave his wealth for him. And he went through much hardship and difficult for him. And for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was by his side in his hijrah all the way until the end of his life. He's with him and by his side and aiding him. And whenever the people belied him, he believed in him. And whenever the people denied him, he gave him his wealth. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the case of Abu Bakr. Until we know the hadith of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, that he said, Sa'altu al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahabu al-Nasi ilayka? And who is the most beloved of the people to you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Aisha, radiyallahu anha. Aisha, the most beloved of mankind to me, Aisha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said. And then he said, min al-rijal, from the men. What did he say? Abuha, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her father. And he, وَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, after that he said, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. This is the case, and it's been also authenticated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he said, Abu Bakr and Umar, Sayyida kuhuri ahl al-Jannah, ada an-nabiyyina wal-mursaleen. That Abu Bakr and Umar, they're the masters, they're the best, they're the leaders of the adults of paradise, except for the prophets and messengers. And so that means that out of all of the companions of all of the prophets, and all of the companions and followers of Musa, and he had a great following, and he had a great following, and the followers of Isa, and the followers of all of the prophets, better than all of their followers is Abu Bakr first and foremost, and Umar, the best of mankind after the prophets and messengers, So therefore, I need to love them. It is from the deen, and this is also very suitable to mention in this chapter here, and in the chapter of knowing that it's a major sin to love the enemies, to love the enemies of Allah, and likewise the enemies of the Messenger, and the enemies of those who are enemies to those who the Messenger loves, and those whom the Messenger loves, Allah, he loves them. Allah, he loves Abu Bakr. Allah created Abu Bakr to be the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, he created Umar, and he created Aisha, and he selected them and chose them to be his companions, and from his family, and from his followers, and the likes like this. This is all from the decree of Allah, and from the wisdom of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, those who detest them, and hate them, and dislike them, even if they claim, and they claim, and they claim, they're liars, and the Muslim should never be deceived. And never take them as friends or allies or companions first and foremost. The Rafidah, and those who curse Abu Bakr and Umar, and those who curse Uthman, radiallahu anhum, and those who curse other than them, Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, likewise, and find fault with them and speak ill of them, and those who curse Aisha, yani, in their societies, those who follow that way, the way of a Rafid. They'll write the names of Umar and Abu Bakr on the bottom of the shoes of their children and tell them to walk on their names. And they'll curse their names. And they'll chant together and they'll say, Aisha finnar. They'll say that. What do you have to be allowed to say that? But I'm informing you. They say, Aisha's in the fire. Aisha's in, and they'll chant that and say it out loud. And they'll teach their children like this. Abu Bakr finnar. That's what they say. And that's what they teach their children. And this is what they claim. What do you have to be allowed? We never, ever have love for them. Nothing but hatred. Wallahi, nothing but hatred. Even then it's still governed, likewise, by the legislation, and a person, he will not violate the rights if they have rights and the likes like this, and he is still governed in this manner, and a person, he has wisdom, but in his heart, there's nothing but hatred for them. And there'll never be love for the likes of this. And this is the case. And likewise, from the rest of the kafara and the disbelievers, a believer in his heart, he will not have love for them. And this is very, very important. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned, rahimahullah, تدعي حب الحبيب أو تحب الحبيب وتدعي الله المستعان. Say by the bell. What's the lines of poetry? Inshallah, we remember after the adhan. It's from the Nuniyah. Inshallah, I'm going to remember. تحب عداء الحبيب وتدعي حبا له نعم الله المستعان. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned تحب عداء الحبيب وتدعي حبا له ما ذاك في امكاني ما ذاك في امكاني. That you love the enemies of the beloved and you claim that you love him, he said that's not even possible. That's not even possible. تحب عداء الحبيب وتدعي حبا له ما ذاك في امكاني. You love the enemies of the beloved and you claim that you love him. It's not even possible. It's not even possible. Even a young child, he will know that. He will know that. If there is somebody in the neighborhood who is a bully, for example, and he's mean to the people, and he's mean to that child, and he's rude to that child and harsh to that child, and there's enmity between these two children, and then another child comes and he claims that he's his friend, but he runs down there and plays with him after Asr. And then he comes back, where were you at? I was playing with him. I thought you were my friend. And how are you going to go play with that guy who picks on me and he beats me and he cheats me and he's harsh to me? Even the kids, they know this. The kids, they know this, that if that's not true love. If you love somebody, then you don't take their enemies as allies and friends. You don't take their enemies as allies and friends. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ تُحِبُّ أَعْدَاءَ الْحَبِيبِ وَتَدَّعِي حُبًّا لَهُمَا ذَكَ فِي إِمْكَانِي. To have the love for the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to love the Prophet. And if this is contrary, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And likewise, for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah, somebody will say that they love Allah, and then they'll take riba. Then they'll take riba. They say they love the Messenger of Allah, and then they take riba. And this is a great deficiency, because Allah, He said about Him and His Messenger that there's a war for the one who takes riba. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. So if somebody claimed that, but then he does that, and he knows that, then he's taking a clear step of going to war with Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the claims are not sufficient. The claims are not sufficient. A believer, he has to be sincere in his faith and his love for Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger. And His Messenger. Yani, تحب عداء الحبيب وتدعي حبا له ما ذاك في إمكاني وكذا تعادي جاهدا أحبابه أين المحبة يا أخ الشيطان. He said, and likewise you strive against you strive having enmity for the beloved, for his friends, and for his beloved. Where's the love at? Where's the love at, O brother of Shaitan? Yani, somebody he has friendship and love for the enemies of the one he claims he loves. And then those whom the one he claims he loves, those whom he loves, he himself had enmity towards them. And where's the love at? Where's the love at? If he claims he loves Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how can he take the enemies of Allah and His Messenger as friends and companions and love them? And then how can he have enmity and hatred against those who Allah and His Messenger love sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is not possible. This is not possible. And so a believer, again, he should not be deceived, and particularly by these people who claim they have love for and they hide behind the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is falsehood. This is falsehood. Abu Zur'a al-Razi rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 264. He said, إذا رأيت الرجل ينتقص أحد من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاعلم أنه زنديق. That if you see a man talking bad about any one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, know that he is a zindiq. A zindiq is a true hypocrite, a pure hypocrite who enters into the fold of Islam to corrupt it from the inside. They call him zindiq, and the plural is zanadiqa. Abu Zur'a rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if you see anybody talking bad about anyone from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fa'lam annahu zindiq, know that he is a zindiq. He said, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ حَقٌّ وَرَسُولُ وَالرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ وَمَا جَاءَ بِهِ حَقٌّ. He said, that's because the Quran is the truth, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the truth, and that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with is the truth. وَمَا أَدَّى إِلَيْنَا ذَلِكَ إِلَّا أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no one has conveyed this to us except for the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran is the truth, and the Messenger is the truth sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which he came with from his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the truth. And the ones who conveyed this to us are no one except for the companions. Are no one except for the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, فَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَجْرَحُوا شُهُودَنَا لِيُبْطِلُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالسُنَّةَ. So they want to find fault with our witnesses in order to invalidate the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَجَرْهُ بِهِمْ أَوْلَى وَهُمْ زَنَادِقَ. And they're more rightful to be found fault with and to be spoken ill of. And they're heretics. So this is the case. The ones who conveyed the Quran to us and the chain of the Quran back to Allah Azza wa Jal is from the companions. It came from Jibril. He heard it from Allah Azza wa Jal, and he conveyed it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who conveyed it to the companions, who conveyed it to us. Until this day, there's a chain. And likewise, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught that revelation, that legislation to his companions, and they conveyed it to us, and there's a chain. And the only way to invalidate Islam is to invalidate and corrupt the chain. And this is what they want to do. By doing away with those who witnessed the revelation. So therefore, a believer, he will not be tried by this. He will know that they are the true enemies. That they are the true enemies of Al-Islam. And they want to take down Al-Islam. And they want to take down the Quran and the Sunnah. And they want to replace it with their deen and with their innovations and with their falsehood and their evil. Like this, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a similar statement. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَحَدًا تَكَلَّمَ فِي أَحَدٍ مِّنْ أَسْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَاتَّهِمْهُ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فَاتَّهِمْهُ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. If you see somebody talking about one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then accuse him about Islam. And accuse him and be doubtful about his Islam. And that he is trying, and the only reason he will find fault with the companions is because of what they brought and what they transmitted. And they're the ones who transmitted the Quran. That's a heavy statement. They're the ones who transmitted the Sunnah. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Where did that come from? Who transmitted that to us? Umar, radiallahu anhu. How many narrations did Abu Hurairah? Transmit? And Aisha, radiallahu anha al-jami'. They're the transmitters. They're the narrators of hadith. They're the ones who witnessed the revelation. They're the ones who learned the Quran from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and conveyed it. We can never have love for those who speak ill of them. And for those who speak ill of them, there's never respect for them. This is yani from the worst of the affairs. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala that they have more harm and they have brought more corruption to Islam even than the Jews and the Christians. The Rafidah. And we're talking about then having love for the enemies of Allah. First and foremost, we will see that is them. And they're trying to corrupt that Islam from the inside. After this, the author, he says, Babu dhikri qaswati al-qalb. Babu dhikri qaswati al-qalb. The chapter with regards to the mention of the hard heart. Having a hard heart. And this is a major calamity and a major sin. And this is from the worst of all affairs that a believer could be tried with. And this is the case that the heart, if it is corrupted and not rectified, it can change. The heart, it's affected. The heart is affected by its surroundings and by what it sees and what a person sees and what he hears and what he listens to and what he says. And what he does, this has an effect on the heart. And if the heart is not checked and kept clean with repentance and with tawbah and with remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then it can become to the extent that it will become hard. And then it will not benefit. It will not benefit from the khayr that comes. It will hear admonition. The admonition will come. He will not benefit from it. He will stand in front of a janazah and his eyes will be dry and will not be affected. He will bury his brother in Islam and stand in front of the grave and watch it, and he will not be affected, and he can't wait to go eat. And thinking about the dunya and the lies like this, and it could come to this extent that the heart can become hard. And then likewise, the mercy and he is taken from the heart, and he will be harsh-hearted, and he will be rude, and this is a foul state, a foul state. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.